And with the Minister of Finance here now, there's still some confusion out there, Sammy Wilson, vis-a-vis the corporation tax. Where exactly are we? Because it would appear that Owen Paterson in a recent radio interview was targeting you, I think, in particular, over some tardiness in this area. Where do you think we genuinely sit today on the corporation tax?
Well, certainly there's been no tardiness on my part. I have done what any responsible finance minister would have done, and I have simply raised the issues which need to be addressed. And, you know, I think the Secretary of State, had he addressed some of those issues at an earlier stage, might have been found himself in a less embarrassing position than he is.
What issues? What issues?
Well, I mean, the first issue that needs to be addressed is, what is the cost of this going to be? And that still hasn't been nailed down. Secondly, what things might we be able to offset the cost against? What other taxes might we be able to offset the cost against? Thirdly, what are the administrative arrangements going to be? And fourthly, how do we ensure there is compliance and the compliance costs don't become very high for us? In other words, people simply move their profit base to Northern Ireland. We get then fined for that and the block grant, but don't actually get any benefit in terms of additional jobs. Now, those are all very serious issues. I hope that the ministerial task force, which has been set up, will address those, though to date we have had no indication from, and it's really the Treasury will have to drive this, we've had no indication from the Treasury as to when those meetings will be held. Meanwhile, there is a lot of work to be done at official level, and I believe that the Treasury officials and my officials should be engaging in this and have urged the Treasury ministers to do that.
Will you be on that committee, and who else from this body will be on that committee?
Well, from Northern Ireland, the First and Deputy First Minister, Arlene Foster, and myself. From the government at Westminster, there will be the Secretary of State and two of the Treasury ministers.
Sammy Wilson, do you genuinely believe this will happen, or is this committee an excuse for not giving effect to the planned issue of corporation tax derogation?
At the end of the day, this will all come down to political will. Political will, first of all, to actually devolve it, and secondly, political will to be flexible enough so that it's devolved at a price which does not put us in conflict with the European Commission in terms of state aid rules, but at the same time does not make it so prohibitively expensive that we can't actually use the power here in Northern Ireland. And that really, I suppose, is the task which lies ahead for us between now and sometime early in the new year.
If the task force has not yet met, does that suggest that there's much urgency at Westminster to deal with this issue?
Well, before the task force meets, and that's why I said that I believe that there needs to be fairly intensive engagement with officials.
Are your officials involved this day?
No, well, my officials are involved. I don't believe that they're involved in a manner and at a level which is as good as what I would like to see, but nevertheless there's a lot of work which officials can be doing on arguing about those figures before it is ever brought to politicians, because don't forget, at the end of the day, there are certain factual things which need to be ascertained. I mean, we know that we've got to pay the cost of the lost corporation tax, but it's not as easy to work out as simply say, oh, let's look at that page of the ledger, that's what was paid in corporation tax. It's much more complicated than that. So that needs to be hammered out between officials, and they need to go around the figures, etc. Then once it's brought to politicians, that's where the political decisions have to be made.
Can it be done in the life of this Assembly?
I believe that there's a number of steps. The first step has to be the agreement that we actually have the right terms for the devolution of corporation tax. That, I believe, should be done and needs to be done by early next year. Then there's got to be the legislation which goes through Westminster, and we believe that that can be attached to a finance bill about the middle of next year. That will then leave the Assembly to make its decision as to when it wishes to implement it. And as I have said on many occasions, whilst we may have the power devolved to us, whilst we might actually make the decision as to what the rate is going to be, I don't believe that we will see the new rate being introduced until towards the end of this Assembly. And that makes good sense, because, you know, if this is all about attracting investment, to Northern Ireland, then you need to have a period for investors to decide they're going to invest, to set up their factories, to start earning profits. Why would you want to pay reduced corporation tax and pay the bill for reduced corporation tax until the jobs actually begin to materialise on the ground? So it's more the certainty of the rate, which I think investors need, rather than it needs to be the rate needs to be reduced immediately.
Sammy Wilson, thank you very much indeed.